Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
He is, of course, the Cardinal right-hander and a product of the University of Missouri and from Big League Impact. And we've got some great Big League Impact stuff coming up. Kyle, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. So I did an event yesterday with Kirby Moore, the offensive coordinator for the Mizzou football team, and Corey Batoon, their new defensive coordinator. And they're both excited about the Tigers being able to do it again in 2024, what they did in 2023. As a product of the University of Missouri, Kyle, how cool was it for you to see your team have the year that they had last season?
Yeah, that's exciting. I think it's adds a little bit as my kids get older and they start asking questions about, where their mom and dad went to school, and then we get to spend a little more time watching, and it just adds a different dynamic on Saturdays and for later in the year. So we're excited to hopefully be able to go up there a little bit more here and get to watch a few games and basketball and football, and my daughter loves volleyball, gymnastics, all of it. So we're lucky to be so close, but when the team's that exciting and doing such big things, it adds a lot to it.
Lance Lynn, for example, is an Ole Miss guy. Can you envision a scenario in which there will be a bet of something put down on Ole Miss and Mizzou?
Oh, that's great. I would assume there's going to be a little bit of trash talking and back and forth. I think we'll just have to wait and see how far that goes, because I think both of us are also realistic and we want to make sure that we're not setting ourselves up for having to wear something embarrassing or do something too embarrassing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, Kyle, I want to go back to your start this past Saturday against the D-backs. What happened in the sixth inning with some of the issues surrounding PitchCon that led to that 3-run homer?
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate over the last, time since we've pitched on to not have too many issues. But, there was one time where actually just didn't hear it until it was really late in the count or late in the pitch clock. And, that's not too big a deal. The umpire normally understands, and gives you time. And then when Willie and I get rolling and I don't use the transmitter on my glove, it's easy to not really get in too much of a groove on where those buttons are. And the one or two times that I wanted to call my own pitch, I went through five or six different buttons trying to figure out which pitch to hit and which one I was looking for, and just got deep into the pitch clock. But those really are more of a rhythm, thing. I wouldn't blame those on, pitch result or anything like that. It just kind of, when it throws you off the rhythm, it's one of those things. But, really it's the first time it's happened in quite a long time, and just make sure I stay familiar with the buttons. But when Willie and I are rolling, it's nice not to have to hit anything, and he was good back there.
Kyle Gibson is our guest, Cardinals starter. And Kyle, do you guys talk about pitchers specifically? Maybe when you're in the dugout or you're hanging out or shagging fly balls, there's kind of a theme here in baseball that pitchers are suffering so many injuries. Do you guys talk about that or have a theory as to why this is happening in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I think we talk about it a lot, and we talk about it somewhat, candidly and openly, but also, injuries are crazy, right? We kind of talk about it crossing our fingers, trying to make sure we're not one on the list coming up. But, I think it's such a multi-factor thing. To sit here and blame one issue would probably be a little naive. But then I think to exclude factors, no matter how great or how small you think the chance are that they're contributing, would also be naive. I think it's a complex issue, but it really is unfortunate for the game to have some of the best pitchers and position players whenever they go down as well. Because I think we all just want to see the best product on the field. But, I think to really see if the pitch clock is involved, a look at minor league injuries over the last couple of years, because they've dealt with the pitch clock longer than we have. And, they still have guys going high velocity, just like we have in the big league. So, but I think there's definitely a factor of, once you hit the 13 to 15 pitch mark, your stuff and your fatigue level, your stuff goes down and your fatigue level sets in. That's just the numbers that we've seen in the minor league. So both of those things, I think, have a way of contributing the pitcher to amp up a little bit and try to get a little extra. But, velocity, trying to spin it, doing all these things, all of those factors go into it.
Yeah, you led me right into the pitch clock. Are pitchers, generally speaking, a fan of this, the speed of play, or is it something that is adverse, especially to a pitcher, to where you guys don't like it as much?
I think creating a tempo and a pace to the game is a good thing, but I think there's also times where it's nice to be able to take a step back and slow it down. I think it was either the fourth or the fifth inning, my last start, I can't remember, but went over and covered first, and it was Jace Peterson, maybe, I can't remember, but a fast guy. So, I had to get over there quickly. I stood on the mound from 15 seconds to about 5 seconds, just, taking deep breaths and then get going. Having the ability to have a timeout right there would be really nice, because I know that sounds kind of silly, but you never want to be going into a bat or going into a pitch and feeling like you're not ready. But if you don't have the ability to call a timeout and just take a step back for 30 seconds to catch your breath and slow it down, it kind of stinks.
You know what, Kyle? We talked about this with Adam last year. It's kind of ridiculous that pitchers don't get a timeout. With baseball being able to invoke all these rules, it seems like that's a reasonable thing for the players' union, from pitchers, to go to baseball with and say, hey, why not give a pitcher a timeout every inning? Hitters get a timeout every time they step to the plate. Why doesn't a pitcher get a timeout?
I will guarantee you, because every conversation I've had with players about this, normally the commissioner and other people from MLB go around and talk to teams. I will guarantee you that is something that every team asked for and brought up and was not even brought up to be granted. So that becomes some of the frustrating part when it comes to the rules on field, because that's just a simple one. That's just, hey, it's a 20-second timeout for each inning, and it just wasn't even thought about.
Hey, Kyle, I want to ask this from a perspective of it being open-ended. So I'll ask it simply. What did you think now in 2024 of Oakland Coliseum?
First, the first and second game, there was a lot of Cardinals fans who traveled out. So thank you to Cardinal Nation for coming out and supporting, because it added to the atmosphere, no doubt, to have a lot of red jerseys and a lot of red shirts out there, and some Let's Go Cardinals chants. So you guys were heard and you guys were felt, and that was awesome. For the Coliseum itself, it's one of those things where you see it, and whether it's a puddle inside here or a trash can catching drips there, it's just a little nostalgic, and you're like, oh man, here we are. This is this place. But Carp and I were walking off the field after the last out yesterday, and I said, Carp, soak it in, man. We're not coming back here. So it is one of those things too, where you sit back. There's been a lot of history at that place, and it's unfortunate that it's in the state that it's in, and they're in the moving unknown time that they're in. But when that place had a lot of fans, it was a lot of fun to play in.
One of the unfortunate aspects of that, though, is that when you say soak it in, the guy can literally soak it in.
Unfortunately, yes. Like every day you go up the stairs from the dugout to the locker room, you're reminded that they have drainage issues inside, and I've never seen that before.
Well, Kyle, speaking of history, Cardinals Nation and the baseball world is still mourning the loss of Whitey Herzog. What did you know about Whitey and what he meant to the game?
The only knowledge that I have too much of Whitey is just, you know, hearing people talk about, you know, what he did for the brand of baseball here in St. Louis. So, obviously anytime an organization or the game loses somebody who had such an impact and was liked and well known, it's tough. So, I know there's people around Cardinals Nation in the front office and on this team that, you know, we're disappointed, obviously, and sad and hurt. But, you hear a lot about Whitey Ball and, you know, just different ways the Cardinals played when he was managing. And, it's something that, you know, hopefully it's people like that. Hopefully when we play, you know, we excite them and we get them excited to watch us play.
Hey, Kyle, some great things happening with Big League Impact, and you got things rolling in Baltimore. Big League Impact in Baltimore is having a swing for impact, but ours here in St. Louis is at the Chesterfield location on May 19th, and I know that you're working to get teammates out there and make Swing for Impact as cool an event as it can possibly be.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I know there's a lot of people that have been to these here in St. Louis, but there should be anywhere from 10 to 15 of your favorite Cardinals out there going and giving you some time to spend some time with them and see us in a different light. I think that's one of the coolest things. You know, if you've never been to it, you get a chance to sit and, you know, whether you can see if your favorite Cardinal has a good or bad golf swing, because they're all over the map here. But then you get a chance to just, you know, sometimes take 15 or a couple hours if you're in the booth with them. You know, it could be a 15-minute conversation or the whole night, where you get a chance to just sit and talk and hopefully enjoy that experience. So I know we got Tommy Edman, Steven Matz, Miles. I'm sure Lance will be there. We got, you know, it'll be a lot of the team there, really enjoying that night and raising money to help people all around St. Louis. So it'll be a really good night.
Hey, one other thing. Last year, we were in a bay with Steven Matz, and we found out that he loves to ride his bicycle. He loves to go to different trails around town and ride his bike. And I know you've got your family, you've got your kids, so that's where the majority of your time is spent. But when Kyle Gibson isn't playing ball and just wants to get out and do something on his own, what do you like to do?
I do like to golf. Mostly I do golfing on the road whenever the thing's out there, just so I'm not losing out on that extra family time. In the off season, I do like to hunt as well. We have a few acres out here, so just getting outside and getting out in nature is something that I enjoy and our kids enjoy as well. So, and I think on the road, and some, I mean, it's a little different here because, you know, we've lived here a while now. But when I'm on the road, I do like to go and find local coffee shops and try their espresso and try their coffee. So I would say those three things are a couple of my interests.
Cool. Good deal. Kyle, thanks so much. Go get them against the Brewers this weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
Thank you, sir. See you later. Kyle Gibson, Cardinal right-hander from Big League Impact with us on 101 ESPN.